Oh man, what's up everybody? It's your boy Havoc. Welcome to my podcast. I appreciate the listen. Now that you are here, it's time to lock in. Now week 8 just jumped off. It's not finished yet. We still got the game tonight, Dolphins Steelers. I'm gonna get I'll probably kick it with y'all about that tomorrow segment. But we had some good football yesterday. Had some good football and basketball for the weekend. Excuse me. We had some good football and a little bit of basketball, but you already know we're going to talk about this football. I'm going to start with my bum behind Giants, man. We played a good game, but my quarterback I don't know how you coach the quarterback protecting the ball as far as like fumbles go. Like he got a fumble problem. Like it's killing me. Like every game is like every game something happening where he coughing the ball up, and that fumble helped us dig ourselves in a hole early, and it was hard to get back from, being though the somewhat dynamic offense that the Lions have with Stafford just launching everywhere, and our defense secondary not being that. I wouldn't say we not that good. We just not that experienced. Like even though we got Antoine Bethea back there. Outside of him and Jack Rabbit, everybody else is young. Got like 3 or less years in. Whether they got from a rookie to like 3 years. So I think that we need veteran leadership. We just need veteran leadership. We need somebody crazy. Whether it be a linebacker or just a I don't want to say safety. Maybe a corner. I want to recommend that a corner like be a leader of a defense, like can run a defense, but it's possible. Dudes like Charles Woodson and stuff like that, but them dudes is like, he's more than just a corner. But anyway, enough about that. Stafford and Danny Dimes put on the show. Both of them was just putting that thing in the air. My young boy Darius Slayton caught 2 TD passes that Danny hit him right on the money with. Like, Danny played good overall. Outside of the fumble, he actually played decent. And I just wasn't feeling the fumble. You feel what I'm saying? Like, excuse me, I wasn't feeling the fumble. Saquon was phenomenal. I wish he could, like, excuse me, can't wait to break, like, a good rushing game. But all around, Saquon was doing his thing, as he do. Best running back in the league. But shout out, credit to the Lions. They did what they were supposed to do. Even though we forced Stafford to a couple of mistakes and stuff like that, he still lit us up. And the Lions, you know, I had us beating it, not even beating this ball. I had us beating them, not even being biased. I just had us beating them, and we didn't. So we didn't handle our business like we were supposed to, so they had the victory. Next game I got down is Seahawks-Falcons. I had the Seahawks winning this one. It was closer than I actually thought. The Falcons actually put up a fight. And Matt Schaub didn't play so bad. Like, he actually was like, him and Julio was out there working. You feel what I'm saying? Julio had a bean 50. You know what I'm saying? He threw over 450. Like, Matt Schaub was out there putting his best Matt Ryan impression up. But he couldn't get in the end zone. So, shout out to the Seahawks defense for, like, somewhat containing that. You know what I'm saying? Because they was cooking, for sure. I had the Seahawks over the Falcons, yeah, for sure. Next joint, I got Eagles-Bills. You already know I had the Eagles for that one. I knew the Bills wasn't cut like that, even though the Bills is home. You don't have enough to beat the Eagles. You, in order to beat the Eagles, this roster right here that I believe I've seen and they have, you have to have a good to elite quarterback and a good to elite receiver. If you don't have that, and the Bills have neither of that, and that's why they got killed. 31-13, they got killed. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. And Carson Wentz didn't even have a crazy game. He was struggling in the first quarter, I would say. I want to say the whole first half. Like, he's struggling in the first quarter. Like, the Bills have a pretty good defense. You feel what I'm saying? But they offense, they just don't got enough. Their best receiver is a slot receiver, and that's Cole Beasley. That's honest to dead truth. They traded away Zay Jones. They traded him to the Raiders. So that was their best receiver. And now they stuck with Cole Beasley, and he's the best receiver. And like Josh, Josh Allen pretty good. And he's still learning the game. know what I'm saying? He's still young. He's still learning the game. Like I said, his arm's stronger than his actual accuracy. Like, he more arm strength, more so than putting the ball pinpoint on that money. And like I said, I called it, the Eagles were going to smack him, and they smacked him. Only games I lost so far is my Giants-Lions game. My Giants lost to the Lions in this game I'm about to talk about now, which is the Chargers and the Bears. And the Bears, man, I thought the Chargers was going to find a way to lose. Well, the Bears found a way to lose. Missing the field goal. You can't be a Bears kicker. You can't be any kicker in the league and missing field goals, especially key field goals like that. But you definitely can't be a Bears kicker. You can't be Soldier Field and Soldier Field missing field goals. Like, it's you got to be... You got to be a top notch being a Bears kicker, because it's windy where you at. You feel what I'm saying? Like, your home games messing around to be windy for the whole season. Like, you got to really lock in. I don't know what it is and what it takes to be a kicker. Never been a kicker, never tried to be a kicker. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't know how hard their job actually is. But, dog, that's your only job. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's your only job. And they've been struggling with the kickers for the past, what, 2-3 years. So they got to get it together with that one. He might have lost his job, but I doubt it, though. I doubt it. Jets and the Jaguars. I believe I called the Jaguars for this one. I believe I called the Jaguars. And the Jaguars brung it to the Jets. I'm trying to think. Did I pick the Jets, man? Because I said I wasn't going to pick them. I got to look back, man, and see what I picked, man. But Jaguars ran down on the Jets 29-15. Darnold must have still been seeing ghosts from the Patriots game, because he was just coughing the ball up left and right. Next, we got the Rams and Bengals. That was not a good one. Bengals still ain't get a win. And Rams defense still looking like top notch since Ramsey's joined the team. Even though the Bengals was getting, they was killing them on a run in the first half. And then they sent that cool right down. Aaron Donald and them got to work. Excuse me. Jalen Ramsey and them, they shut them down. Bengals, I don't know what y'all going to do, but y'all need to bring up that. Y'all need to do something. Say A.J. Green, Tyler Eifert, yeah, man. Giovanni Bernard, send them somewhere, man. Dudes like that don't need to be on a team like this, man. I'm sorry. For my Bengals fans, I apologize, but y'all stink right now. I mean, my Giants stink. We got 2 wins, though, brother. Y'all can't get nothing. You know what I'm saying? Not Nathan. It's like, no. But Cardinals and the Saints. I called the Saints winning this, and they did. Breeze played. Did what he do. Picked up where he left off. Almost 400 yards. Got 3 TDs. Yeah. Kyle Murray played good. For the most part, as much as he could. But I seen Larry. What's up? I seen Larry drop a TD pack. Well, they ain't drop it. He ain't set his feet. He ain't put the toe down, man. What's up? I don't know what's up with Larry, man. Maybe that old age. He would have caught Larry in his prime with that pass. That'd have been toes in. But Larry couldn't get the toe down. And I saw that. I saw that. Like, that was crazy. Like, Larry ain't the same, man. He need to get up out of there too, man. Let them rebuild and do what they do. You and Pat Peterson need to go somewhere and contend, man. Y'all put y'all some legends in this league, man. Y'all some legends. Y'all need to be somewhere and you mean be able to win. Tennessee and Tampa Bay John was actually a good one. I called Tennessee to win. I believe. Because I didn't trust Jameis. And Jameis definitely I don't know what's up with him. He played good, then he played bad. He just can't get it together. He just can't get it together. They had to break that whole thing up over there. Send Mike somewhere or keep Mike and just get rid of Winston. But Winston. But Tennessee to beat the Buccaneers 27-23. Broncos, Colts. I had the Colts winning. And the Colts did win 15-13. The Denver had the game in their hands throughout. But the Colts came back and won it. I knew Denver didn't score enough to win that game, and they didn't score enough to win the game, and they didn't win the game. 49ers and Panthers. I had the 49ers, of course. And I didn't see this 51-13. I didn't see this big of a smack. But it was 21-0 in the first quarter, so it's only right. They sacked Allen 7 times. Christian McCaffrey had somewhat of a good game, but how good of a game you gonna have in a blowout like that, 51-13, like it's over. Emmanuel Sanders scored the TD his first game there, so that was big for him. Jimmy didn't have to do much; he did just enough. Like they dominated, defense dominated in this one. So Raiders and the Texans was a good one. I knew it was gonna be a good one, and I struggled with what I wanted to pick with that team, but I actually called the Texans to beat the Raiders, but in a good one, like I said. Deshaun Watson got kicked in the eye. I don't know how that happens in football, but and he didn't. It wasn't on the ground enough. And he caught a kick to the eye. I think one of the linemen was flying and just ran into his foot or something. But he almost threw for 300 yards, 3 TDs. He played good. Derek Carr did the same, 300 yards, 3 TDs. Working with what he got, I think the Raiders promising. I hope they keep Derek Carr. You know, that's my favorite coach. I got a shout out to Raiders, John Gruden. Browns, just trade my man Odell, man. Trade my man Odell, man. They lost 13-27 to the Patriots. Just get rid of my man Odell, man. He don't deserve to be there. Not with y'all scrubs. Y'all trash. And I'm starting to take my thoughts back of Baker Mayfield, man. I actually thought he was pretty decent. And I'm starting to think he's not as good as I thought he was, because there's no way in the world you got that much talent around you. And y'all could talk about how much the offensive line not that good all y'all want, but they got running backs and they got receivers. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, in a running back, Nick Chubb Nick Chubb is a bull in this league. He making a name for himself every week. And for y'all, for Baker Mayfield to struggle night in and night out, you know what I'm saying? Struggle every week. I apologize. Got basketball phrases mixed up. For him to struggle weekly, it's just, you mean, they got, man, send my man Odell somewhere, man. He don't need to be there. Not in Cleveland. Only person that can win in Cleveland is LeBron. They trash, man. Get rid of that, man. Not get rid of the Browns because they good for football, but don't get rid of them players like Odell. He don't need to be there. You know what I'm saying? Sunday night game was good. Andy Reid, a hell of a coach, always putting his quarterbacks in positions, in good positions. Like, he don't do too much. He call the right plays for them, and they perform under him. And it's just a blessing for him that run into some arm talent. A quarterback as talented as Patrick Mahomes to get coached by a quarterback's coach. Like Andy Reid, like, of course he's head coach, of course, but I'm saying, like, that's where he started out. Like, he always, every quarterback I've seen under Andy Reid performs, and it was just good to see that Matt Moore actually played a hell of a game against a superior defense like the Packers. Like, the Packers been playing real good defense this year thus far. It's only been almost halfway through the season, but so far they've been playing pretty good. And for the weapons that the Chiefs have, and Matt Moore being the scrub that he actually is, because he is a bum, He did real good. And the Chiefs' defense was hanging in there for the most part. You know what I'm saying? They was hanging in there. But, I mean, AR found a way to get it done, and he got it done. And I had the Packers beating the Chiefs. Even if Patrick Mahomes was playing, I'd have picked them. It's a couple trades that went down. Keon Drake from the Dolphins got traded to the Cardinals for a couple picks. And my Giants just traded for Leonard Williams, defensive lineman, former UFC Trojan. I like dude a lot. I don't know why they're giving up on him, but a change of scenery might change the whole dynamic of things. I remember when Snacks came from over the Jets. We ain't traded for him. We signed him. He changed locker rooms in East Rutherford. And when he came to us, Snacks became Snacks. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it became a household name. Now he one of the best run stoppers in the league. And you mean Leonard Williams? I don't want to say he a run stopper as far as, like, Snacks was, but I think he would be a real dynamic with us. We need a player to disrupt stuff like him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can use him. That's why we traded for him, and I'm happy about it. You know what I'm saying? Our defense is as bad as they are. Anybody help. You know what I'm saying? But Kenyon Drake, I don't know why the Cardinals actually traded for him. That David Johnson injury might be more serious than people are actually speaking on. You know what I mean? So, but I actually thought that the dude Edmonds, Chase Edmonds, was playing pretty good. But I guess they wanted some insurance for both. So, and it's like the second deal the Dolphins done did with the Cardinals and stuff this year. I swear Josh Rosen, they traded Josh Rosen to them dudes and all that, but J.J. Watt out for the season again. It's over for him. Like, J.J. Watt, that's one of my guys, man. He's one of my guys. But it might be over for him, man. He might have to put into some Andrew Luck thoughts. Just hang it up, man. Just hang it up. He getting injured too much, and his injuries be severe. It don't be no crazy Nicky neck injuries. He be having some season ending Jones. You know what I mean? So I don't know what he gotta do to get better, but I mean, need to go work out with one of them top trainers in the world or something. But that's it maybe for the football. I think I've covered everything football-wise. I want to talk a little bit about basketball. But that should cover everything for football. Like I said, I'm going to get to the Steelers and the Dolphins play tonight. That should fill out the rest of Week 8. And we look forward to Week 9 and all that. But basketball, man. What's up with the Nets, man? Y'all been peeping at all their games been close. And I don't know if it's because they don't have no defense or what. But they've been having some close ones with some bottom tier teams. Like, that's three bottom tier teams they played in a row. And that was, they started out with the Timberwolves, bottom of the barrel team. Next was the Knicks, bottom of the barrel team. They lost to the Timberwolves. Kyrie missed the buzzer beater. They went to the wire with the Knicks. Kyrie won the game at the end with the dagger. And then they lost to the Grizzlies last night. Excuse me. They lost to the Grizzlies last night. And the young boy, Ja Morant, brung it to Kyrie and them. And Kyrie got a shot blocked for the potential game winner when it was tied 120. Ja Morant, that we're speaking on, blocked the shot. And the Grizzlies end up going into overtime and actually won the game. And Jay Crowder hit the buzzer beater. And I would say it was luck, but that joint was straight in. That joint was cash money. That joint was cash money, you know what I'm saying? But that boy, Ja Morant, he kind of nice, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? He kind of decent. He ain't Kyrie or nobody, but, you know what I mean? He's somebody I might start watching. Yeah, I mean, start paying more attention to. But, I don't know what's up with Brooklyn, but they can't be no worse than who they're really doing bad is Golden State. I don't know what's going on up there or what's going on.
But they looking real bad. Excuse me.
They looking real bad. They lose to OKC like they lost. And lose to the Clippers like they lost to them. That gotta be a killer. That gotta be a killer, man. And Steph struggling. The defense as a whole struggling. They look real bad without Klay and the rest of the game. It really showing me how much Iguodala and Klay Thompson really meant to this team. And Draymond said it to see, we stink right now. Like, they suck. And that's real rap. They do stink. They might have to make a move sooner than they think. If they lose tonight to the Pelicans, it's over for them. It's going to look like a bad season for them. Which is not a bad loss, though, because the Pelicans are actually decent. They've been losing. They be losing some tough ones. Like I was talking about with the Nets, they've been losing some tough ones, but they just right there. But I think they should bring it to Golden State, because Golden State really can't defend nobody. I wish Zion was playing these games so we could really see how good the Pelicans are and can be. But like I said, young boy got to get healthy, and we really going to see how this is. But I remember back, still speaking on Golden State, I remember back like a couple years ago when they was trying to compare Draymond to Charles Barkley, like saying that Draymond was better than Charles Barkley. And I laughed at it then, and I'm definitely laughing at it now. Like, what? If he's better than Charles Barkley, then he should step out right now. You feel what I'm saying? I was talking to my uncle there earlier. I'm like, yo, we was talking about how Draymond is actually just a good role player. He's a good role player. Like, but he not gonna carry a team. Like, Charles Barkley is a former MVP, however many time All-Star, you know what I'm saying, and led the league in different categories from scoring to rebounding and stuff like that. Like, come on, man. Draymond ain't never gonna do that. Ever. You feel what I'm saying? Neither one. Rebounding or scoring. He ain't gonna never lead the league in none of that. You feel what I'm saying? Now, he definitely a better defender than Charles Barkley, but as far as anything else that they do, that ain't it. It ain't it. Like, Draymond, I don't know what's up with. He should show that he an All-Star, right? Like, he should step up and show that he is an All-Star. You feel what I'm saying? Like, dog, you step out there by yourself with a little bit of help from D-Lo. You feel what I'm saying? And it's true. I ain't gonna get on stuff for how much I think he could be better. Like, is he really that good? Or that team was just super crazy? You feel what I'm saying? Like, is he really that good to carry a team? You feel what I mean? Like, is he really that good? And is Steve Kerr really that good of a coach? Like, when this stuff like this start happening, that all that got to put into question, though. Because it wasn't the team. You feel what I'm saying? Like, was it the team? Because we all know Mark Jackson built the team. You know what I'm saying? Mark Jackson had the team first, and Kerr made two adjustments, and they went on their roll like they went.
Excuse me.
And Steph was playing out of his mind now. Is Steph that good? Without Klay on the floor with him? Like, do we need Klay? Now, you mean, like, Steph got to guard his man now. Like Steph got to guard these opposing point guards now. Like, he don't got Klay to do that for him. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it ain't Klay not there to guard the best perimeter defender. I mean, excuse me. He not there to guard the best perimeter player on the opposing team. Now Steph got to do it. D-Lo got to guard his man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, both of them got to guard their men now. They don't have the luxury of chilling. You know what I mean? No more. Which I'm not saying is necessarily a bad thing or a knock on them. It's just what it is. You feel what I'm saying? They got to guard up now. Klay can't save Steph no more. Draymond, I don't know what's up with him, but Steph, Klay not there. Iggy not there. Like, dudes got to strap up. And that's what's really wrong with the Golden State Warriors, their defense. They used to be strapping up, but now you're seeing that key players is lost. Even last year, I was seeing, like, JaVale McGee not being there. You know what I'm saying? Changed the whole dynamic of the little things because they didn't have the shot blocker that they needed. Like, Looney cool and all that, but none of them are shot blockers. You feel what I'm saying? So, none of them are shot blockers and stuff like that. So, it's just, you mean, I ain't getting on them because I feel some type of bottom line. I actually watch out them being good. It's good for basketball to me. Just like my Lakers being good, the Knicks being good. Like, all that's good for basketball. Them big, well, they made themselves into a big, big time franchise, the Warriors, recently. But, you mean, the whole world was used to them stinking. You feel what I'm saying? Whole world was used to them stinking. But we're gonna see. My Lakers got another win last night against Charlotte. Can't wait till Rondo and Kuzma get back. I can't wait for that. But it's crazy, man. Like, this season, I can't wait till, like, certain people get healthy, like Zion's and stuff like that. And like, we need it. I don't know if KD coming back this year. He definitely can help this team, both on the ball offensive end and the defense end. I'm not sure if I'm wanting to rush back. And both Klay and KD can help their teams on both ends of the floor. And I wonder if them players do come back, are they going to be the same? I doubt that anything changes in Klay's game, but that Achilles injury is serious, and I want to know if KD can bounce back from that. I hope he can. But I thank y'all for tuning in. That's today's segment. I hope I covered everything that you mean y'all was looking for or expecting. And get with me. Send me a message, text, tweet, whatever. Let me know what's up. If y'all feeling it, you wasn't feeling it, anything I missed that y'all think I should have got, anything y'all want me to talk about, any questions about anything I said or anything you have to say to counter anything I said or anything. Excuse me. Let me know. What's up? I'm out.